here's the beautiful thing about it. You can develop an internal motivation. You can develop an internal drive.
Winning habits, winning routines, and a winning mindset.
You're the main character of your own life story.
Welcome to the Susan Sly Project, where entrepreneurs rule, startups launch, and the side hustle becomes the main hustle. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Susan Sly.
Hey everyone, I hope you are doing amazing, and whatever brought you to this video, this audio, that this message today lands on you just for you. I want to talk today about everyday excellence. You know, so often we want it now, we want it fast, we want success instantaneously, and we push and we strive and we read the books and we listen to the podcasts and we read the blogs and we go on social media and we look at the achievers, and yet it feels like it's taking a long time. And my message today is that everyday excellence, those little things you do well every day, eventually they're going to add up to big things. And before you know it, people are going to be looking at you saying, wow, how did he do it so quickly? How did she do it so quickly? So my name is Susan Sly. I'm a keynote speaker. I'm a CEO. I run 3 different companies, and I'm a mom of 5 kids, and I get it. I've got it. And let's just get right to it. So I want to share with you a story. Recently, I decided to go to the pool and do a swim workout. Now, some of you might be saying, well, Susan, what's the big deal about doing that? Well, here's the big deal. I haven't done a swim workout in 15 years. And why? Because 20 years ago, in January of 2000, I was diagnosed with progressive MS, the worst kind of MS you can get. I was dropping things, I was slurring my speech, I was having challenges with vertigo. And, you know, part of the biggest aspect of getting that diagnosis was, at the time, I had earned my pro card in triathlon. I was a professional triathlete. I was that person on the podium. I was making money, winning races, and traveling all over North America. I even did the Ironman in Malaysia. And suddenly, my dreams were just totally stolen from me, or so I thought. And so even though I gave up my pro triathlon career because I just couldn't race at that level anymore, I made a commitment to everyday excellence. And I had to take a look at the terrain that I was working with. And what I mean by that is Sun Tzu, who wrote the ancient text over 2,000 years ago, The Art of War, one of the principles is work with your terrain. So whatever's going on for you, whatever's going on in your personal life, your physical body, maybe the economy, things you're reading about in the news, hearing about, that whatever you have, you're just going to work with it. So suddenly, I went from this vibrant, fast triathlete to I had some physical challenges, and it would have been so easy for me to focus on the grief that I was experiencing. And I just chatted to one of the fans on my fan page. I said, when we're in grief, we're looking through the rear view mirror. We're not looking through the windshield. We can't move forward toward our dreams if we're only looking back what happened in the past and saying, if only I had done this differently, if only, if only. And when I got diagnosed with MS, I was like, oh, if only I had handled my stress differently, or if only I had gotten more sleep, or if only I had different parents and I had different genetics. And when I finally got through the grief stage of it, I started to look forward and I said, okay, well, my body isn't working the way it was, but here's what. Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna commit to working out 6 days a week, no matter how hard it was. And it was hard. Some days it was a 5-minute walk. Some days, literally, I used to be this person who would run for 3 hours. Some days I'd go out running and I'd run for 20 minutes and I'd just be like, oh my gosh, I am so tired. But if that was the best that I could do that day, given all the circumstances, given what was going on in my body, then that was excellent for me. And what I want to say to you is that you are capable of everyday excellence. you may be a little tired today, so your workout might not be what it normally would be, but you do it anyway to the best of your abilities. You may have some things going on. Maybe you've got a family member who's not well, and you have a business, and normally you'd be reaching out to 10 to 20 new people for your business. And maybe with things that are going on, it's three. One of the people that I mentor, her name is Sharon, and her mom was passing. And she made a commitment, no matter what was going on, to get on a mentorship, a group mentorship call that I was doing three times a week. And she would make sure that there was someone to be with her mom, and she would step out and she would take that time. And that might be the only thing she did for her business that day, and that would include also reaching out to people. And that was excellent for her. That was her everyday excellence. How often are you being so hard on yourself to the point of paralysis? You're looking at what's going on in the world, and instead of even just doing one thing to move forward toward your dreams, you're letting it all overwhelm you. And my friends, what I want to say, what's on my heart to say, is I've been there. And I get it. I've looked at world events. I've looked at life events. I've looked at struggles in my own physical health and thought, I just don't want to do anything to move forward today. But that's the worst thing you can say. It's about, what is that one thing I can do today and be excellent at today, that action I can take now to move me forward to a future that I, you know, will eventually live into. So going back to my swim workout, I swam 500 meters, and you know, my swim workouts used to be 5 kilometers at a time, and but that was what was excellent for me. And at the end of that 500 meters, oh my gosh, I was tired. My shoulders were so sore. I had muscles where I totally forgot I had muscles, and I was like, okay, this is my new baseline. But you know what? The next time I go to the pool, maybe I'll swim 550 meters. Maybe it'll be 600 meters. Maybe it'll be 750 meters, because that's what will be excellent for me in that moment. My daughter, one of my girls, she's 14 years old. And recently she was just moved up to the next level in her cross country program. And her coach is an award-winning coach. And he has gone on to coach Olympians. I mean, he's absolutely amazing. And when she goes to practice, she puts her head down. She has this quiet determination. She doesn't really say anything. The other girls are kind of, you know, joking and chatting. And she's chatty, but she's very focused. And you know what's miraculous about this? So now she is a sophomore, and she's running with juniors and seniors in one of the toughest programs in the United States. And they even train when it's 110 degrees out. And you might be going, well, wow, she sounds very determined, like her mama. But do you want to know what's outstanding? She only started running, and this spring was the first time she did any form of team running whatsoever in track and field. And because of COVID, the season was cut short, and she continued with her everyday excellence. So even though the coach wasn't there to tell her what to do, even though there wasn't any structure, even though we were still at home, no matter what, she'd just go running around our neighborhood. And one day she even did a whole half marathon all by herself. So when she was invited to come and train with the team this summer, she jumped at the chance. And, you know, the fact that she got to move up, even though she's not even a year into running whatsoever, is a testament to her everyday excellence. And so my final message to you is this. Yes, sometimes things are tough. You got the diagnosis. You suddenly found yourself being served with divorce papers. You went through a bankruptcy. You had to lay off employees. You've had to pivot your career. You have a loved one who's sick. It's hard. And here's the thing I'll say. If you just commit to everyday excellence, whatever that excellent looks like for you in that day, eventually all of those things, even if they seem small at the time, will add up, and you'll be that person who everyone looks at and goes, how did she do it? How did he do it? How did they do it? And so I just want to give you so much love today and so much gratitude. Go out there and be excellent. If you're watching this video, wherever you're watching it, I'd love to read your comments, whether it's on YouTube or it's on Facebook or it's on LinkedIn or you're listening on the podcast. And I encourage you to connect with me on www.susanslye.com. I do free group coaching for my list. If you want to get on that list and you'd like to work with me in one of our group coaching sessions, you absolutely can. I come from a background in sales and marketing. I'm actually a certified coach, a speaker, and a trainer. If you are a corporate leader and you're looking for someone to bring in to speak virtually, please go to SusanSly.com. I would love to do it. I just did a panel for Forbes magazine with some of the CEOs of big startups here in the United States. So with that, God bless. If this video is helped you, please go ahead and share it. If this audio has helped you, I'd love for you to comment again. And with that, you just go for it. Commit to that everyday excellence, and I will see you next time.
To find out more about Susan or hire her to speak, go to www.susansly.com. You can also find Susan on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn.